You would have to go back more than 30 years to match the current number of major college football teams with unbeaten records this late in the season. Seven big schools have yet to lose a game. They are Miami, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Virginia Tech, Georgia, and North Carolina State. And if you toss in somewhat smaller Bowling Green, it's eight teams. This sort of dominance is sure to lead to one thing as the national championship approaches: chaos. And joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, if you go back to early 1971 in November, that is to say more than 30 years ago, when there were also seven perfect records, three finished the season undefeated. This year could be different.
Yeah, I think more than three are going to end up perfect, and conceivably seven of the eight could finish undefeated, and that's only because Miami and Virginia Tech have to play each other. Upsets, of course, can and will happen. This weekend, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Ohio State all play teams that are ranked in the top 25. Notre Dame and Virginia Tech also face quality opponents, Boston College and Pittsburgh. But again, I think we're going to end up with more than two unbeatens for sure, and a combination of polls and other criteria that form the bowl champion series will determine which two of those unbeaten teams play for the national title. The rest are going to play in afterthought games, and the final polls actually could disagree over who's number one. And I think that could be the impetus to finally create a playoff system that doesn't lengthen the season, but ensures a true champion the way college football does in its lower divisions.
The team that seems to generate the most talk is Notre Dame, for two reasons, I guess. First, because it's Notre Dame, and second, because they're actually really good this year. But the computer polls seem to say they're better than the human polls seem to find them.
Yeah, it's sort of the opposite of what's happened in the past. Notre Dame used to always get the benefit of the doubt because they're Notre Dame. Now they're getting only doubt. They're rated number four by the sports writers, number six in the poll of coaches. But the computers do like Notre Dame more. Seven computers are used to determine this BCS standings, and Notre Dame is first in two of them, second in three of them, and third in two of them. Right now, Oklahoma's number one in this BCS polling. Notre Dame is battling Miami for the other spot, which would be in the title game on January 4th at the Fiesta Bowl. But people are starting to come around to Notre Dame now. They've been playing terrifically on defense. They've got a much improving offense and a very steady coach in Tyrone Willingham.
This season, officiating has been a sore subject. No less a person than Penn State coach Joe Paterno has complained about calls in several games. And I gather he even touched the referees while he was doing so, which you're simply not allowed to do.
He did it twice, actually. But Paterno wasn't disciplined by the commissioner of the conference that Penn State plays in the Big Ten because, well, he's Joe Paterno. He's a 75-year-old legend. But the Big Ten has dismissed referees this year, which is an acknowledgement of a problem. Other coaches have also gone ballistic. Mississippi State's Jackie Sherrill played tape for reporters of what he considered to be bad calls against his team. The officiating is important because the stakes are so high. Ohio State might be unbeaten only because of a bad call that went against Penn State in last week's game against Ohio State. And Southern California also benefited from a call and went on to beat its rival California. And that's important because it kept alive Southern Cal's chances of qualifying for one of the BCS games, which come with a $13 million payout. So again, the stakes are real high, and I think that's why some conferences are thinking about using instant replay next season like they do in the pros.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.